Hello, good morning.
Hello, did someone call me from this number?
Oh, yes. Thank you for calling us back. My name is Miguel. Am I speaking with Mercedes Billups?
Yes.
Miss Billups, we were calling you about a credit inquiry that you did for a mortgage transaction. Were you looking to purchase a house, Miss Billups?
Yeah, but I don't have any money for closing.
We are the lenders that receive your information, and that's what we were calling you, so we can provide you with our numbers so you can compare them to your current offer. Would you like to hear our numbers real quick?
No, because I don't have money for a down payment or closing. I'm going to wait till next year and just get an apartment because I can't wait. There's a lot of paperwork that I need to get done, and I don't have support. I might have to get some strange. I might have to put an ad in the paper. But I do need a stable place to live in. I don't know if I'm strong enough to wait for the mortgage people to help me.
We are lenders, Ms. Mercedes. We are lenders from New York.
Okay. Well, how much? Well, this is it. I get Social Security. I only get a little bit of money. So I would only have a little bit of money to put down.
How about we do this, Ms.
Mercedes? I don't have no money for the house. I only have good credit. That's what I mean.
Okay, but how about we do this? How about we get the licensed agent with us on the line? That way he can provide you that information and you can ask him any questions to see if how they can help you. Is that okay?
Well, I need maybe a business loan for $100,000 instead of a mortgage loan. And then you'd be like, how much are you going to charge me? Like, I can only pay like $800 a month on $100,000.
Right. Let's have the licensed agent with us on the line. That way you can ask him those questions. Is that okay, Ms. Mercedes?
Yeah, I just don't like to waste people's time because I need like $100,000 loan. I don't need a mortgage loan because if I have $100,000, I could just buy a house for cash, you know? But if I don't have no money and I don't have no support, it's hard and I'm kind of scared. I got 12 kids and, you know, most of them, I only have one biological. Everybody's doing good. So you know what happens? When you're doing good, you forget about Abuela. You don't think that she wants a house or a car or a boyfriend. You think she's just happy with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And because you are old, you know how to look beautiful. Even if you only have an egg in your refrigerator, when you get older, you learn not to show your, but if I had a house, I know when they get older, they're going to have, I got grandkids. I mean, they're not my blood relatives. People start thinking about you or a job is going to be like, well, who was you staying with from 1999 to 2003? I was with her, and then when they start looking for me, well, I'm going to be looking all retarded in a room at 50 years old. I don't think it's right. Everybody thinks that it's okay for them to be successful without asking me, you know, do you need any help? Nobody asked me if I need any help because I look so strong. I cry all the time in silence. And everybody I talk to be like, you know, it's like after you get all my information, you can't even help me because I need $100,000 and it's only me. And I'm going to have to pay somebody to help me, like maybe use some of that money for at least one part-time staff person, you know, because $100,000 can get me a car and a house and some inventory, and I have Social Security, I can afford $800 a month, and hopefully I can pay off a mortgage in 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to waste your time, but if you can help me, I'm going to sit down and give you my information.
Okay, let's have a licensed agent with us on the line. That way he can give you that information. Is that okay if I have him on the line real quick?
Okay.
Is Mercedes, can you hear me?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sorry, my lady. I'm just walking.
Hello.
The mall is not even open. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, yes.
Hello?
I can hear you. Yes, yes, Ms. Mercedes. Can I have the expert with us on the line?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to have the expert with us on the line. And just make sure you let him know any question, any doubt, because they're going to be able to help you, okay? So let me have them on the line, Ms. Mercedes. When they come on the line, I'm going to introduce you to the agent, okay?
Who bank are you with?
Contour Mortgage. That's the name of the lenders.
Yep.
Yes, hello, sir. I have Ms. Mercedes Phillips on the line, and she would like to hear the information that Contour can give her so she can purchase a house. Can you take it from here?
I sure can.
Perfect. Okay, Ms. Mercedes, you two are now connected.
Okay.
Hi, Mercedes. Good morning. This is Frank over at Contour Mortgage. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Good. Thanks for taking our call. So where are you in the process? Are you looking to get pre-approved to purchase a new home?
Yeah, but I don't have any money for closing or down payment. Could you still help me?
How's the credit and the income? Have you spoken to anybody, given any information? How do you think your credit is?
My credit is good, and I get Social Security.
Okay. Is anybody purchasing the home with you, or are you looking to do it just in your name?
No, just in my name. I'm a single woman with no spouse. I would have to do it by myself.
How much money is coming in monthly, income-wise?
$1,500 to $2,000.
Yeah, that's going to be a little low to purchase a home anywhere in New York, to be honest with you. You're going
to
need
I'm trying to leave New York because the thing is, I am 49 years old, and I'm 80 years old. I don't have no support. I am the support. And nobody thinks that I need money. They think that everything is easy, but I am the support. I'm willing to leave New York, and I found several houses, but I need help. Like, I bought a house when I was 19 years old, right? So now I'm 50 years old. It's like I wish I was 19 years old. And now my kids are grown. They're doing good. I'm divorced. All the kids are doing good. They have children. But I wanted a house because they're not thinking. They're young adults. When they become like 40 years old, 50 years old, they're going to think about me. I don't want them to come to a senior citizen home, but if I have to choose myself and get a room, I will, but I can afford $800, you know? But I'm 50 years old. I've been working since I was 4 years old, and I deserve at least $100,000 loan, and I can pay $800 a month. But if you don't want to take a risk with me and it's not up to you, it's okay. I just have to wait. I'm not pressuring nobody. I am the head of my family, even though I'm the head no matter what. I'm on Social Security, and people steal from me. They look for money. I got somebody took my tax return. And then when people need me, how can I help you? You're in a hospital, and you stole $1,500. But you didn't think that I needed a house. I live with different people. But because I look so beautiful, and I look so strong, and I cover my gray hair, that maybe I need to let my gray hair show again. I have to let my gray hair show. Look, I'm an old lady, and I need help. I might not be 80 years old, but my body sure feel old. But thank you for your time. I ain't gonna worry about it. I'm trying to leave New York. I just have to get when I can. Whoever can help me. That's what I was trying to tell the man. I didn't think he was gonna be able to help me anyway. But he told me to take a chance. Hello.
Thank you. You have been kicked from this conference.